Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
They didn't just disappear, they were erased. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Think about it for a second. I mean, look at the incidents of violence or horrible things happening at an airport versus a school. We have far more deaths in our schools than we do at the airport. I can't think of any recent, it has happened in the past, but I don't know any time in the U.S. recently where anyone's gone into an airport and shot it up or anything like that. The last terrorist bombing that we had of a plane in the United States was 9/11, 23 years ago. And we've had how many hundreds of school shootings since that time? Yet we take the airport threat far more serious. Don't say it, can't do it. And of course, no one should do it. But when it comes to the schools with innocent little kids, it's like, well, they kind of said it. Maybe they mean it. Maybe they don't. I feel like our priorities are very messed up here in terms of reality and what we take seriously and what we don't.
Yeah, no, I feel you. And I think perhaps a commonality between the airport and the school shooting context is the risk of mass casualty. And when there is that risk present, even if it hasn't happened for a long time, we got to take it super seriously. And when I'm flying, going to the airport, I absolutely want them to take everything seriously, even if, thank heavens, there hasn't been such an incident.
Sure. But
looking at the school shooting context, that's even more justification to take those threats more seriously than perhaps some offhand remark in a completely different context, a work scenario or a bar, leisure scenario, whatever. Mm-hmm.
And obviously, this is not intended to be an argument about gun control or anything like that. People can have guns. I'm not against that. I own guns. I don't really shoot, but they're there if the world ends and I need to defend myself. And I know people are there and they like to hunt, and that's fine. I'm from a culture where that goes on all the time. When I was a kid, I guess I had a good amount of responsible parents around us where the kids didn't just have access to the weapons. It was interesting watching that video of Colin Gray on the porch with the officers. And does he have access to the weapons? Well, yeah, he does. And I'll do something about it if the threat's credible. If not, yeah, you can have access. Like, what is going on here where people feel that their children need to be indoctrinated into learning how to use an AR at the age of 8? And I get it. If you can go hunting, then let them have the gun while they are hunting. After that, it is locked back up. You do not have access to it. I know there are some laws in some states, but they've not been adopted in most. Is that another area where we really have to take a serious look at that? I don't know. Do we need to do spot checks? Do we need to do things like, we're not taking your guns, but are you handling them safely? Are you handling them correctly? Almost like a DUI check, on an interstate on a very heavy drinking day like New Year's, where, look, you kind of got a record over here. Your kids kind of got a record. We may just show up every now and then to make sure that your guns are in a safe place. Or if you have a person in your home that has been diagnosed with something or is on the radar, sorry, you don't get guns anymore.
There are similar measures that have been instituted, not quite to that extent, but in Colorado, for example, we have this red flag law where I practice. And it essentially says if someone is, you think, is experiencing a mental health issue and has some danger with respect to guns, a person can report that and it goes to the courts almost immediately. And the court decides whether to divest the individual accused of their firearms for a limited period of time. And so I think there are different options that other locales are considering. Certainly not a perfect solution. I think that allowing the government into people's homes to just kind of check up on them and their firearms, while it might be a preventative and safe measure, there it's also potentially ripe for abuse. And so, where is that middle ground, and where do we get to a place where we don't have, every few weeks, the headlines of kids being shot dead at school?
Let me ask you about the red flag law in Colorado and how it works. Obviously, I mean, one could want revenge on somebody and just, report this person has a mental health problem and they have guns. And then, how does it work? How in depth of a review do they do before deciding we got to make a little stop over here and take these guns from this person because they're a danger to themselves and others?
Well, it's a relatively new law, so it's still sort of, different judges are kind of handling it differently, interpreting it differently, but it's a pretty short period of time in terms of accusation to a judge ruling on whether to take somebody's guns away temporarily. And usually it's not like a full trial that happens or anything like that. It's usually a hearing where the accuser comes in and presents some information, and the judge essentially decides, hey, is there enough here to put a stop on this for the time being? After that, the accused gets a further opportunity to sort of present evidence saying, hey, I'm not a danger. I'm fine. I should be able to have my guns. But it's kind of a touch and go thing and not something that's overly in-depth or comprehensive.
Mm-hmm. It's fascinating because we have all these sayings, obviously thoughts and prayers, which is, just bullshit. But the see something, say something, which I also kind of feel is getting to be a bit bullshit, because people did in this case. A lot of people saw something and said something. The part that's missing is do something. It's see something, say, okay, great. We all feel good. We set our part. We let the world know, and nothing happens half the time. We're missing that part of the equation. And I guess that's where we're trying to figure out here in our conversation of how to save the world between you and me. But that's the part that's missing, is the do something. And I don't know the answer. I know you don't know the answer. Do you think we're getting any closer to coming up with some sort of solution? I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, there's going to be people that are upset. They're going to say this is violating their constitutional rights, no matter how reasonable it may be.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I think what we are hoping to look at is the interval of time between this initial 2023 accusation against the school shooter and then the actual school shooting in 2024. What happened in that interval? Was the school notified of the 2023 accusation? Did the school take any measures like additional supervision or offering counseling services or kind of monitoring this kid a little more closely? Is there something that we can do to get the parents involved in a collaborative process with the schools and perhaps counselors to be a little more hands-on, a little bit more attentive in terms of what the risks and concerns are, and also what resources are providing to these would-be school shooters, when we might be able to prevent that sort of thing if intervention is taken swiftly and effectively. Now, I don't know exactly the parameters of that intervention, but I think that we can all kind of put our heads together and hopefully improve this society and prevent this from happening.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.